Kim Gillen says her priority is making sure people are educated about their benefits and know that local navigators can assist them as they use the healthcare.gov website. She notes that enrolled members of nationally recognized tribes don't have to meet the end of March deadline. They can sign up during the entire calendar year, but they are subject to restrictions the state puts on Medicaid for all citizens.
Unfortunately, South Dakota chose not to expand Medicaid at this point in time, so that does provide not just for Native Americans, but for all families that are very low income, sort of a difficult situation because it's called the gap. They won't be eligible for the tax credits, and even if they were, they may not be able to afford the health insurance.
Gillen says each family's and individual situation is different, so people should get help rather than just assuming they won't qualify.
So I really urge folks to pick up the phone or visit one of the many navigators. They're across the state to find out how your family's circumstances fit into this puzzle of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Gillen points out that even if the parent in a household does not qualify for Medicaid or for tax rebates through affordable care, the children in the house could be eligible for coverage. One of the navigators is Mike Robeck with Western South Dakota Community Action. He estimates that 25% of adult applicants have discovered that they don't qualify for affordable care because they don't make enough money. Their income meets federal poverty guidelines, but the state's additional criteria disqualify them. Robeck says anyone wanting assistance can call Community Action.
We've set this whole next week up as a sign-up time for as many people that want to sign up. We're starting to get a lot of phone calls in this. Just in this past week, a lot of people are now starting to say, wow, I think I need to get enrolled or signed up.
Community Action has three navigators in Rapid City and one in Spearfish. Navigators are also located at Black Hills Community Health. And for navigator information statewide, people can call local health department offices or go online to healthcare.gov. Tribal members can also contact any Indian Health Services facility or the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.